Inspectors' views on a hospice lead the charity news. Charity and community activity across Mid-Essex continues to make local newspaper headlines. Staff at Farley Hospice are celebrating after receiving an overall rating of good from inspectors of the Care Quality Commission. The watchdog rated good across the key areas of safe, effective, responsive and well-led, and gave highest rating of outstanding in the key area of caring. It also reported that staff worked well together for the benefit of the patients, supported them to make decisions about their care, and that people felt safe and felt confident to raise any concerns. A charity football match is being held to raise money in memory of a teenage Sybil Headingham boy who died from a brain tumour 10 years ago. The game marks the 10th anniversary of the passing of Aaron Tosh, which was followed by the setting up of the Smile of Aaron Trust to raise money to help youngsters with brain tumours. Headingham's United Football Club Social Committee is hosting a fundraiser at Lane Meadow on Sunday, June the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m, with the youth soccer kicking off at 11:30 a.m. Pupils at Steeple Bumpstead Primary School helped raise £1,001 with a sponsored run for a charity which supported one of their classmates with a life-threatening condition. Oscar Sharland, 5, was diagnosed with a type of brain cancer called medulloblastoma in July and has undergone surgery, radiotherapy twice a day, and high dosage chemotherapy. He is supported by Laughter Specialists, which entertains and provides performers who are trained to bring fun and laughter to children in hospitals and hospices. Two coffee mornings for the blind and partially sighted are being held by local sight charity Support for Sight next week. Both are 10:30 to noon. Monday, June the 3rd, the venue is Wetherspoons, Fairfield Road, Braintree, while Thursday, June the 6th, it is Whittam Hub in the Grove Centre. For more information on both, call 01245 933 572. Safe Haven Petting Farm in the Denji is recruiting volunteer squads to help make the site a visitor attraction and keep animals in better conditions. The rescue centre was set up in February 2022 as a community-focused sister site to the established and successful Malden Promenade Zoo. It focuses on providing quality care for animals that have been rescued and now wants help to lay bark paths, gardening and planting activities, and simple carpentry. Plume Community Academy staff will be among the hundreds expected to take part in the 2024 Malden Mud Race on Sunday, June the 2nd. Sponsored, they will share the proceeds of their efforts jointly between race funds and the David Randall Foundation. Six fundraisers braved a tandem skydive for Uttlesford charity Acuro, raising £4,151.85 between them. Acuro provides children, young people and adults with disabilities with special services that are fun, safe and inclusive. Cricketers in Kelvedon and Fearing can practice in nets thanks to funding from the GigaClear Rural Sports Club Fund. The practice facility was closed at the end of last season because they were in unsafe condition, but they have been replaced in time for the season ahead. Postmistress Elaine Rowlings from Great Lees is safely back on firm land after a parachute jump for Motor Neuron Disease Association with her two daughters. The trio raised nearly £3,000 for the charity in memory of a close relative who died with the disease. Felsted school pupils teamed up with engineers from disability charity REMAP to fundraise by taking part in the Billericay Soapbox Derby. REMAP, a charity with the motto, Resourceful Engineers Make Anything Possible, REAMAP, designs and creates bespoke devices for people living with disabilities across Essex.